And so we come to agencies. As the learning outcome says, the changing role of global, national, regional, and local agencies, and so on. So the opening slide, 33, looks at some definitions, and there's a box there that I put together of possible activities that agencies might get involved in, from specific projects through to research, defining strategy and policy, through to providing levels of regulation, advocacy work, and so on. And we had a guest lecture from Joanne DiPonio from Event Scotland, and she came and talked to us about the role that they play and key areas of their work. So, for example, you know, the themes that they follow, what is it that they're trying to use to appeal to different audiences, whether that be the Year of Homecoming or the upcoming Commonwealths or the Ryder Cup or whatever it might be. And you can see that slide 35 quotes the quote, "The overall impact of events has been categorized in 7 key areas for the strategy." So how many of these are economic focus, tourism, business, image and identity, media and profile? And then towards the bottom we have participation and development, the environment, and then some social and cultural benefits. So there's a question there about where they focus their work. If we're thinking about the extent to which they're supporting the local communities here in Scotland, you know, what have they decided is their best way of doing this kind of stuff? You know, pursuing economic goals, you know, goes a heck of a long way, particularly in a downturn. But is this something that will benefit everyone within those communities? That's a question to be had there. We can also ask ourselves, as I said, you know, what kind of impact might they be having on the events market, the events industry? Have they distorted it in some way? And perhaps the way to look at that is to think, well, if they're judging different events by these different areas of impact, different areas of strategy, what does that kind of what conclusions does that lead us to? We've got some evidence here. We've got some examples of stuff that they've got involved in, from specific events through to events that they are working towards, projects that they're working towards in terms of things like Event Team Scotland, opportunities there for people to get involved, get stuck in, and start doing some voluntary work perhaps. And like I say, there is an overt, explicit link between what they're doing and those national objectives. So slide 37, clear commitment to events in Scottish Government programme. So yes, you know, the government programme includes some reference to events and so on. And that goes some way to showing, you know, what part of what role Event Scotland is playing in that broader context. Now, I'm also going to try and squeeze in a discussion about Festivals Edinburgh, another guest lecture that we had, as you'll see from slide 38 onwards. There we have 3 documents which sit at the heart of why Festivals Edinburgh was created, and they all have a big part to play from, you know, the public sector. City of Edinburgh Council writes a strategy, conducts an economic impact report, and then various agencies come together to produce the Thundering Hooves report. We can see Festivals Edinburgh is then created to do the sort of work that agencies tend to do in terms of collaboration, in terms of bringing people together for networking, in terms of advocacy work, and so on. And they're quite explicit. Our guest lecturer, James, was quite explicit in the ways in which they bring these different stakeholders together, the festivals forum and the steering group and the different projects they get involved in. Collaboration is very important in the key areas of programming, environment, marketing, and innovation. So there's a lot to be had a look at there in terms of what they get involved in and how they measure the success of the work that they are doing. And so on. Right, next podcast coming up soon.